ding 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 ding. We ain't going nowhere.
Season 2, episode 2. Welcome
to everybody. The damn clubhouse.
Round 2.
Clubhouse.
How are y'all doing?
Greetings, everyone.
Let's hope HB fixes the audio. Because I'm trying to hear myself.
Said the man who was clapping.
Levels? How are your levels? Are your levels
Let's
there?
See. Sorry.
Why would Sorry you about do that again? We discussed this.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. It's too loud.
Don't clap,
bro. I didn't mean to do that.
Did you drink too much Red Bull today?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm still thinking about claps.
Wow.
That's bad. Sorry. I didn't mean to do that, people. Okay. Mr. HB.
Killer.
How are you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm alright.
How's the week going? How's hump day going?
It's good? It's brilliant. I watched that Japan SA game.
Japan.
Yeah.
What, the 41? What was it, 41-5 or something?
39-7.
Was it a warm-up game?
It was a warm-up game. Yeah. Yeah, what do you think?
I think Japan is in trouble. That did not look good.
Nah, mate.
That did not look good.
Mate.
Bro, I'm sure they I think
you need to consider that they were playing South Africa. That's what you're leaving out.
Yeah, I think.
For sure, they were playing South Africa. And South Africa was looking in good form.
Mm-hmm.
All their set-piece moves were working out.
But you also need to relax because they were playing against Japan.
Yeah.
Two sides of that coin.
Of course, you know, when Japan won against SA, everyone thought Japan was this new found giant killer or something of the sort.
Which and they are.
They really, really are.
They are?
They really are. Wakangoku Juma ima won.
Well, we hope to see that on Friday when Russia shows up.
Ah,
it's not a murder.
Russia is gonna get clapped, bro.
What you talking about?
Willis. Well, we'll see how that goes.
What's on the menu today in the clubhouse, HB? What is on the menu? What's the special?
Well, we've got the World Cup coming up on Friday, so we're going to talk about how...
Really? Is that Friday? Really?
Do you know that people consider that it starts on Saturday because the heavy matches are on Saturday?
So what you're saying is...
The opening match on... It's not the opening match on Saturday. It's the... Whoa. It's the final match on Saturday, which in Central African time is at 11:45. Springboks All Blacks. That's the big show on Saturday. But Rugby World Cup, the first game is actually on Friday, and it's the host nation playing
against Russia.
So that's gonna be pretty dope. That's actually gonna be very dope to watch. Can't wait, man. World Cup just does things.
Russia's gonna lose.
It fills with a kind of energy.
You know, speaking of that, who said you said Ireland were gonna be disappointing, huh?
Yeah.
Man, things are not looking good for them.
They're gonna get weaved by
Scotland. I was the one who said saying Ireland were too great.
They're going to get weaved by Scotland.
Do you know their backline has been decimated?
Decimation of Smaug.
Robbie Henshaw, injured, hamstring. Rob Carney, calf. Keith Earls, calf. So when you look at it,
calves aren't too bad though. You can recover from those quickly. Yeah,
yeah, but it's unlikely that it'll play.
Yeah.
And the thing is, given the fact that the forecast is going to be, it's cold, wet, rainy, windy. Yeah, you've got your best fullback missing. You know what I mean? Rob Carney's missing. So now all they're going to be doing is beep, high ball, knock on,
points.
So I think Scotland will do it. I honestly think Scotland will do it.
Speaking about the weather, did you hear what the rule is in terms of if a game is unplayable because of typhoons and stuff?
Draw. Come on,
Jack. We don't want that.
Look, I'm like,
we don't want that. We want rugby.
Because there's a typhoon incoming Tokyo right now. There's an incoming typhoon forming.
Let's just pray that...
Let's
actually pray that people of Japan are
safe.
Safe. Rugby World Cup continues and they're able to actually finish the tournament.
And there's no nuclear disaster like last time.
Because imagine, Pova Baita Ningirigini pa final. Aba mu final tina All Blacks na someone. So Vajati, bah! That's not what we want to watch.
No. You need to postpone that one.
That will be postponed. If it doesn't get replayed within 2 days or something.
One day. Like the next day.
It's not two. Are you sure it's not two?
Well, 2 days. They 2 days is still.
Well, I mean.
Cutting it close for a typhoon.
I mean, you have the Wi-Fi password for the studio? Please, Google.
Google, you need to Google it. My guy.
You got to Google it.
My guy, Google.
Google it.
I did not think it was going to get that far, but Google, my guy.
But it obviously did.
Google.
Fliss Floss, where what? You at? Flippity Flobbity.
What's up, girl?
Shout out, but we gave you shout outs last week and you didn't listen.
And we're still doing it right now, but you ain't listening. What's going on with you?
Girl, it's a final warning, girl. We'll cut you off.
Skeptic gotta know.
That you said, what up? bro, did you hear, while HB's Googling that, the Wales coach, did you hear about him? The assistant coach. Dude got fired for betting, for placing bets. For gambling, like literally. Placing bets on Wales games.
Yeah, that's not sportsmanlike.
That's stupid. You could actually fix matches.
So the rule says where pool match cannot be commenced on the day in which it is scheduled, it shall be postponed to the following day and shall be considered as cancelled in a situation where the results shall be declared a draw and the teams will be allocated 2 match points each and no score registered.
So there's no change of venue there. That's stupid.
Ish,
that's for avoidance of doubt, no bonus points will be awarded. So that's like, it's a 48-hour period. Total. So it has to be done.
That's dangerous.
It is dangerous, I think, for...
But this is only for pool games.
Yeah, I see that.
And now, is there a rule for knockout stages?
It's not mentioned.
Knockout stages.
It's not mentioned. Knockout stages, they can't. You can't.
Where a match has to be abandoned either at halftime or any time during the second half or any additional periods of play, the score at the time of the abandonment shall be considered as the final score and used to determine the results of the match.
Jack, no.
So if you have a slow start,
you need to be going
from the get-go.
I guess you also need to know the weather forecast.
Yeah.
Of the match day.
Need to hire those Formula One guys and assist the weather.
Ash, that's so dangerous. That's so dangerous.
Yeah, it's gonna be
and funny enough, it's typhoon season.
It's gonna be interesting.
But these ones,
it's typhoon season, like what did you do?
Come on man, have it in Africa, look, there's nothing but sunshine here.
It's hot.
It's hot in Japan. It's 35 degrees in Japan right now.
But really?
It's hotter than it is
by generating typhoons.
Hey, listen.
It's like Hong Kong. Remember those Hong Kong tours?
Yeah.
Like it would be raining, but it would be hot.
It would be so humid. HB, it was stifling. When we played.
It
was stifling. This is the one game, I think it was... Papua New Guinea, we played like the last game.
We played that game early because the other games we played
in the afternoon, right? Like midday.
Zuwara. I think that game I only played about good 55 minutes.
I had the whole 80, Baba. And after 10 minutes, I was there like.
It was nice, but yay, that heat was too much. But heat was actually too much.
It was so humid. You know, like, it's actually, like, the humidity is a serious problem. That ball is so greasy. It's so slippery. You can't. Even if you wipe your hands on your jersey.
But I guess...
It won't help.
I guess that's why they deem professional players, you know, they're conditioned for this.
Yeah, I mean, Wales are covering balls in baby oil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
I saw Aaron playing with a bucket where he had the ball chilling in the bucket and he was pulling out the bucket and training and passing.
Yeah.
Because all the games are probably going to be...
Bora is going to be wet.
It's going to be wet, so...
If it's not from the rain, it's from the sweat.
So, I mean, this it's a good test
it's of gonna be, skill level. It's going to be an interesting competition.
It's going to be very interesting. Although, like, I think it's when it was at the beginning a four-horse race, I think now it's a three-horse race.
Which horse died?
Ireland. I can't believe. I think England are looking superb in their preparation and everything. They're looking on point. Good. They're looking on point. It's going to be interesting.
Because with this rule of this whole year, if the game has to be abandoned, which teams have that slow start and build up?
New Zealand.
They tend to only look with big tier teams.
New Zealand, remember 2015?
Yes.
New Zealand throughout pool stages were just like, they need to fix this, they need to fix that. When they got to quarterfinals, they were out the gates and they were moving. But, Hunty, this applies to pool stages as well.
Yes.
I guess the only team they'd have to worry about in that regard is their first game, which is Springboks, Kuma pool stages. Then when they get to knockout stages, it's another story.
Right.
But yeah. So maybe for that one game, in particular for that one game, they need to be wary of that, depending on the weather on the day, obviously.
Mm.
But yeah,
they're well prepared.
It's gonna be interesting because we've seen a lot of preparations of your Springboks. We've seen a lot of preparations of your England.
Yeah.
We've also seen a bit of the All Blacks. But I always like to believe that they've always got something covered up that they will just open up. When it's actual World Cup time.
Yeah, are there any other teams besides them that do slow starts? Or everyone's always going at full tilt and just getting shut down?
I think it's not a case of it. I think Wales do. They're actually quite inconsistent. That's to be quite honest with you. I think, don't forget, Six Nations, they beat France last kick of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Japan last kick of the game. Against Ireland, that was the last time they had a really fast start. The last Six Nations game against Ireland, that's the last time they really came out of the blocks, came out firing. So they are very they're inconsistent. So I think they could suffer from that. They really could. It'll be interesting, though. It'll be interesting to see. Can we not go into that again?
Are we going to go fixture by fixture here?
Oh, before we go on, the Springboks, they think that Retallick will be fit.
Yeah.
Proudfoot came out and he said it. He was like, oh, yeah, they said they've got a strong squad. They've got a full squad, so, you know. Brody Retallick is probably fit, which I highly doubt.
I think he is.
I don't think so.
But even if he isn't, Scott Barrett, I believe in that kid. I believe. When Brody retires, I think he's the one who's taking over that role.
I think something happened to Siya Kolisi during that Japan game.
Why you say that?
He was limping.
Dead leg. City step.
Let's hope it was a dead leg.
El Capitano,
because I is the captain of the captains.
Did you guys see the box squad?
The team, the starting team. The match day 23.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Bro, where have you
Let's walk you through this, HB.
Yes,
you
please.
A stupid youngster.
Tune me,
XC. HBU, the Black Storm is coming. Ooh. Life feels good. Where's that picture? Damn it.
Life feels good. Where's that picture?
I actually can't find it. Was it in technical?
Yeah, it was in technical.
Alrighty.
It was in technical.
Technicality? Okay, here we are.
Technical.
All right, number one. So this is the Springbok squad for the 21st of September 2019 Rugby World Cup.
For the opening.
Because that's the only game you care about.
The world in union. I care about all the games.
But the main games you care about.
Me. The one I'm going to be very anxious about is this one. This one. But I care about all of the games. Okay, here we go. Number one, Steven Kitsoff.
The ginger man.
Oh my gosh.
The ginger man.
He's actually Namibian.
Mm.
Yeah. He's pretty cool. He's like, yo, your world wishes, you do your World Cup thing, but I'm trying to get the cup. Mm. Like, okay. He actually won under 20 World Cup.
When?
With SA. When they played in, when they hosted it in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
They actually won the final in Cape Town against New Zealand.
Was that Serpentine's year?
I think so. Yeah. Nana, I think Pollard was in that squad as well. Number two, Malcolm Marx.
The engine.
That man is he's a unit. Number three, we got France Malherbe. He's a prop and a half, actually. I don't know how he's going to carry around the field, but he's a prop and a half. Number four, Ibn Itzebeth.
Ibn Itzebeth.
Anger management issues, Itzebeth.
After all the controversy that he's been through.
Anger management issues.
Did you hear about that? The whole allegations of bar fighting and racist slurs.
Is there a video? There's
a video.
So it was actually him.
There's a video of him and his mates
trying to harassing some homeless dude. There's a video.
Wow.
They were harassing a homeless dude.
A homeless dude.
And they threw racial items at the owner.
And the own recording is like, he's speaking Afrikaans, but he's saying, that's it a bit. The box guy. Freaky.
Awesome. That's whack. That's bad.
That's bad. That's not
but good. But speaking on rugby front, he's a unit and a half. He bounced back in the day.
Bismarck.
And Duplessis caught a concussion.
For real?
Yeah. I remember that match. It was crazy. Believe it or not, this guy did not play rugby in high school, did he?
No.
He is the smallest of his siblings in their family.
A family of brawlers, apparently. No, seriously.
Then he actually got noticed at uni level, right?
Yeah, Varsity Cup.
That's
where
he got picked up. And from there, here he is. That's actually his 2.5.
You already smacked the Japanese own in that other game.
Wow.
Cracked his rib.
Jeez.
Got him underneath the rib.
Tackle.
Just picked him up and just boom, planted him.
Nah, Elizabeth is actually a beast.
He's a bully.
Number five, Franco Mostert.
Mm.
A workhorse.
Mostert.
This man can work for you for 160 minutes straight.
Yeah, he's a beast, man.
He's
an absolute beast.
He's a very good player.
Mm,
he works.
Mm.
Number six, oh, captain, my captain, Siya Kolisi. I told you about our story, right?
Oh, yes.
I was saying, y'all gotta know, flippity flap, y'all gotta know.
He's referencing to previous episodes.
Those are my homies. But yeah, the captain here, you know, we really don't have to.
He needs to stand up.
He's the type of man who needs to show up, and he will show up. That I can guarantee. Number seven, Peter Steph. If the Springboks didn't have this man on their side, they would have a very tough time. I believe this guy holds it together in the forwards, and he's next level. Wherever he's playing, if it's club rugby, he's playing for the Springboks. Wherever he's playing, he will give you a hard time, and he will make you rethink about playing rugby against such opposition. You know what I mean? He will make you honestly consider with his chest, do I really want to be doing this?
Yeah, he's really lived up to the hype.
And the expectation.
When he was at the Sharks, there was a lot of hype, a lot of expectation. Yeah. He's really lived up to it.
Yeah.
Good on you. Well done.
Number eight.
The one.
Thor.
Hey,
Dwayne Thor Femulen. My gosh. this man's a beast.
Enough.
In your corner any day, you already know. then no matter what, those owns are going to know about us at the end of this match or fight or whatever you want to call it. Dwayne Vermeulen is a monster of a man. He's a great eighth man for the squad. It's a good thing that the Springboks were actually able to get him back for the World Cup campaign. And
he is as close to the total package.
Yeah.
As you can possibly get for a number eight. He really is. He's big, he's strong, he's got skills, he can carry, he's good in the air. Yeah.
And he can move.
Yeah. He's very disruptive at the breakdown.
Yeah,
whether
definitely.
It's yours or theirs, he's disruptive.
Definitely. Number nine, we've got the man himself, Faf de Klerk. I believe Faf is actually Aaron Smith's kryptonite.
The giant killer.
Aaron Smith sees fire when he's playing a Faf. Faf has got the blueprint to defeat Aaron Smith.
And you
Faf
know what?
Faf has been killing people.
And Faf, it's not even about... Guys, his tactical kicking is just on another level. It's such a good weapon in rugby to have a left-footed scrum half.
Okay.
Because obviously if he's right-footed, you're only expecting him to box kick from certain...
From the left side of
so
the field,
So with your wings, with your back three, the way they lie, their line is very, very different. Now that you've got that weapon... From the other side of the field. You don't know what to expect. Because now you've got a left footed scrum half and you've got a right footed fly off. So now it's a case of the back three are constantly like in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
In limbo. So it's very hard for them to get. Sorry for getting technical, everybody, but you know, that's what we do.
Technically,
that's what we do. It's very hard.
Learn something.
To get that pendulum kind of thing where
yes,
the one sense. Wing comes up,
pendulum,
goes across.
Pendulum,
You see, but Jerome was crying much yet.
Joking, bro. Sorry
touch,
about that.
Touch pause.
Anyway, fly half, the general of the day, leading the charges, Henry Pollard.
Arguably.
The best.
10 on the planet at the moment.
He really is. After Daniel Carter, I believe this guy is a full package 10.
And he's so young still.
Ah,
he's still
man.
Young.
He's got
like,
so...
He's like, what, 25?
Dude, and his demeanor, like his aura is just, yo, bro, I don't care who you are. I don't care who I'm playing. I'm going to give you my best. And you're probably not going to be able to handle that.
I mean, his distribution is great.
Ah,
he
man,
takes it up to the line.
His
defensively,
kicking is great. Defensively, he's
I
present.
Think defensively, though.
Ah,
I have a feeling. I have a feeling. When, if, well, depending if Albi is in the team, I think he's going to be targeted. They'll target him. They'll target his channel.
Obviously, the worst job, but he's defensively sound. Like it's not someone who you are already at the beginning of the match. You're saying already we know Goody Henry can't defend, so we'll attack.
Do you know
he's defensively sound.
There's the one time. This was the first game of Super Rugby. I think it was 2015 or 2016. It was the Bulls against the Stormers.
Mm.
They played in Newlands, and I will never forget it. First touch of the ball, Pollard got it, ran straight at Kolisi.
BAM! Statement, just to let you know.
Kolisi came off.
Yeah.
Shoulder buggered.
Pollard is a man.
Yeah.
The general, the five-star general. Number 11. Okay, this I believe might be a crack. This might be a crack in the seal. Anyway, let me tell you who it is.
Who is it?
Makazole Mapimpi.
Or as the Australians say,
Mpimpi.
Mpimpi.
Mpimpi. Mpimpi.
Why is it a crack?
Positioning. Just positioning. Something so simple for a wing. Positioning. His positioning is tricky on defense. Like, hey, panic. Baba, he needs to be composure. He needs it.
Given the box... the defensive system they've been employing. They roll the dice quite a lot. So for those who don't know, roll the dice means the wing rushes. He rushes into the defensive line and he rushes inwards to try and cut the ball, to try and cut off the pass being thrown to the outside. So the problem with Mampimpi is that when he rolls the dice, his timing is off and he's not decisive enough. So when he cuts in and he attacks an attacking player, he doesn't hit him as he's getting the ball. Because ideally you're supposed to hit the guy as he's catching the ball. He doesn't do that. So his timing is off. And what that's going to do, I think where the All Blacks are really going to exploit it, is aim for that 10 meters between Mampimpi and Leroux. Because when Leroux will cover a cross, he's still going to be about 10 meters behind him. So that could be exploited with a short kicking game. Short kicking game and the right kind of pass. I think there's their biggest weakness. Say whatever you want to say about his finishing ability, but I think defensively he's a serious frailty there.
Wasn't there a game against the All Blacks in SA where that happened?
Yeah.
And he was exposed in that same you're describing.
Yep.
It might have been Jan Chiezo who you're thinking of.
No, it wasn't Energizer, the juice bun.
Wow.
Okay.
Number 12, center of the day, Damien head down Dialindi.
Again, not my favorite choice, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I think he's too north-south in his running. There's nothing deceptive about him. But, again, if he's up against Sonny Bill, it's going to be an interesting matchup because that's like for... Well, not really like for like, because I think Sonny Bill Williams offers something with his offload. But, again, these two will snuff each other out. Where I think the real battle is going to be in that back line.
Actually, it really will.
Well, in the midfield, but anyway.
Dog, all the way from 1 to 15 is going to be real.
I think that, but probably 13 will be interesting.
Number 13
will be very interesting.
We have got Lukanyo Am.
Yeah. Defensively, great player. Great player.
He's great player. His defense is actually on levels.
Attack wise, his lines are getting much, much better, and I think he's there now. He's there. But now it depends who the All Blacks put at 13. Because if they put Crotty at 13, that race into that space on the inside shoulder is going to be something tricky. Beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good to watch. And again, if they're going to roll the dice with Lukanyu rushing up like they did when he knocked the ball out of McKenzie's hand last year, again, there's huge opportunities to exploit there. So it's going to be, there's a lot of pressure on him. Number 13 is a tough position to play, you know, and especially at this level with these kinds of players that you're looking at playing against. And then again, if Goodyear is fit,
it's going to be a nightmare.
It's going to be a nightmare for Lukanyo again, because that it's not so much the outside break, it's the inside shoulder, the race into that space where Goodyear could really beat him. Similarly, where Lukanyo could beat Goodyear is on the outside break. So it's going to be really interesting who's going to be put against him. I think it's going to be Crotty personally, but we'll see. And if it's LB, he's in shit.
Number 14, Cheslin Colby.
If the All Blacks put Rico Ioane against Colby, they're going to lose. I'm serious. They're going to lose.
Cheslin proved his worth, especially in that All Blacks.
Last year, when they beat the All Blacks.
This year. The Castle Chakuti Rugby Championship. Champs. Yeah. The draw. What's it called? In New Zealand. Yeah.
Cheslin.
This year, he's put in work.
He's a very good wing. Despite his size, his defense is on point. His attack game is on point. He does what you expect of a world class wing. He's a very good addition to the squad, and there's nothing to worry about
at the moment. Going on current form, he's much better shape than Rico Ioane, and I think if the All Blacks put Rico against him, he's gonna win that battle.
This game, so
definitely.
New Zealand people were expecting Rico to run over Cheslin like there was nothing there, but he showed up and he showed the size of the dog in the fight. He showed up.
Number 15.
Willy LeRoux.
Oh my goodness.
Willy LeRoux is out here.
He's a good player. Very good player.
Again. I feel like he's a wild card though. Because he's a good player, but his performance is a wild card-ish. Because sometimes, a lot of the times, he plays very good rugby.
Did you?
But like, he'll have one odd match where it's just like,
what's he doing?
Mutasi.
Look, he's a lot of good qualities.
I think Erasmus has figured out how to use him and how to use him well.
Yeah.
Herschel Yankees' try. That was actually created by Leroux, coming from the blind side. No, coming from the open side, moving on to the blind side. And creating the overlap, which is what he's brilliant at. He hides behind the ruck, and then he comes into the line at the right time and creates the overlap, and then puts the defender in two minds.
Yeah,
you know.
I recall that last game. Yes, he did that.
He does it really well. He's calm at the back. He's got a really good presence at the back. So, again, that aerial battle is going to be so interesting.
He's very good with the eyeball.
Interesting, yeah. It's going to be great.
So our bench, they've got their front row is actually pretty strong. They've got Bongi Mnambi.
That's a scrummaging bench.
And Trevor Nyakani. I spoke about this last time. That bench is what changed the game in New Zealand. Mm. It was that bench.
Mm.
Then they've got Arhis Neymar. Francois Lowe. That's the perfect back rower to have on your bench. This man just, like, he's always going to give you exactly what you need at the time that you put him on the field. He will really just hook you up what you need.
Just like Cedric Bang, man. He does what it says on the tin.
All right. We've got Herschel Yanchis and Franz Steen, Jesse Cree.
I know what the odds are for Yanchis to score again.
This is his debut World Cup, huh?
Yeah.
Who else is debuting World Cup here? Mampimpi, Lucanio. I think Faf didn't go to last World Cup, did he?
I don't think so. No, he didn't. And Cheslin as well.
Did Sia go to the last World Cup?
Yeah, Sia was there, but
getting Franco
by Goro Maru.
And Franco?
Nah, he wasn't there.
Yeah.
He wasn't there. So,
Steven wasn't there
either. Do you know what the thing is? This Springbok squad, in 4 years' time,
fire,
is going to be damn near unbeatable.
Fire.
That's the honest truth.
Yeah.
I think this is a World Cup too early for them, personally. Because if you look at the...
They've still got the ability to pull it off, but I get what you're saying.
It's a World Cup too early. It's a cycle too early. I don't think they've got enough experienced heads.
You think if Rassi and Rasmus had been given more time with the squad, they could have done something? Yeah,
but this is the transition that should have been happened. That should have happened literally 12 years ago.
Yeah.
12?
Yeah. This is the way it's been handled now.
Yeah.
It's the way it should have been handled 12 years ago. Well, okay, we won't say 12. We'll say 9 years ago. After the crop of 2007 faded away.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of youth and exuberance and stuff like that should have slowly been brought in over time. And the reason why I'm saying this is a cycle too early for them is because they're all what, 20? The backs pretty much are all 25 and below. You do understand that, right?
Yes.
They're all so young, and they still, that 4 more years, they're gonna get to a point where they're pretty much, they're there.
So
they are there.
Right. So what we're saying is that the changeover rate is too slow for SA in this term?
I think people just... Excuse the language, but people just fucked around. After that, from 2010 onwards, they were just fucking around. They weren't...
They knew what to do, but they didn't do it.
They just didn't want to do it. And again, now, in that starting lineup, you've got how many guys who are playing their first World Cup. It's different to anything else. Yeah. You know, it's different to anything else.
Money game, World Cup.
And there's all these factors. I mean... I'm not taking anything away from them, but I mean,
experience matters.
Your first game is probably your biggest game.
All right.
And it's going to be different. It's going to be tricky. But I'm really looking forward to watching this game. I think they've put up as strong and well-balanced a side as they possibly can.
Yes, that's true.
So, hey, let's have at it, man. Let's have at it. And hopefully they'll get to play Scotland or Japan.
So then, okay, I get it.
In the quarters.
So here we are. First fixture of the World Cup on Friday, the 20th of September at 12:45. We have got Japan and Russia. What are our predictions?
Japan. Bonus point win.
HB, what are you feeling like?
I think Japan, but I don't think the score will be that massive a difference. I think it'll be like 15 or less.
Do you know that when difference. We went to Hong Kong, this is the Russia that we played with in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Except for one guy, Strusko.
We lost the environment points
by two points.
But LT knocked on that intercept. Sheesh. Could have won that game. Yeah, but anyway, I think Russia are going to get points from Japan. Honestly speaking, I think they're going to get dealt. Yeah. Who was in their pool for qualification, Russia?
Don't you know what happened?
Oh my god.
So they came fourth. Because Spain were ahead of them. Belgium, Portugal, and Romania.
But they were all disqualified. Because
they came fifth, the players
that were not registered or something. So they were also disqualified. Then Russia went. That was meant to be us.
Russia got Juma, dad.
That was meant to be us.
That's also why they're going to receive points.
Yeah, I think
they're not on the level of your World Cup in yet.
Yeah.
Are they going to get points? Okay. Saturday morning, early tee off Central African time, we've got Swanland tee off total on the 21st of September. We have got Australia v Fiji. This is going to be a very good match to watch.
Oh yeah, I hope the Fijians get it done.
Yeah, Australia is not in
best shape,
you know, in the greatest form, but World Cup time, you have to show up. So it's going to be interesting to see how that turns up.
I'm back in Fiji. I'd love to see an upset here. Yeah. I'd love to see it. No, honestly, I'd love to see the Fijians show up. Because
HB,
again,
how are you feeling about this?
Hey man, I'm behind Australia. I am loving how the
backline.
You're
an Australian fan. You're a Wallaby.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm an All Blacks fan.
Last time,
we don't want you.
HB.
You don't want me.
Did you fill out your papers?
Your choice.
Did you fill out the
visa denied? Dang.
Last time I feel like you're Wallabies. But anyway.
No.
We'll give it to you.
No. I am an All Blacks fan. Okay. I don't like SA because of the racism. I like Australia because of the racism.
Jeez. That's a bit harsh.
I don't. Look, I think Australia's backline is brilliant. I think they're going to win this one.
Where is Israel?
He's in Palestine.
That guy screwed up himself. He
screwed up Australia.
For Australia. Then
it's not a good day.
I don't think Australia's going to win that game.
We have got
France.
France, Argentina.
Do you know?
I think Argentina is going to upset France.
Well,
that's not really.
Well, look, you do realize that historically in the World Cup, Argentina always beat France.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you remember 2007 World Cup opening game, opening night? The Argies clapped them. Then third, fourth playoff again. Argies clapped them. Bang.
I think they're gonna.
Argentina's actually real, boss.
Straight. And I think with the team having gained all experience in the Super Rugby this year.
Yeah. I fear that they might be fatigued though.
Argentina?
Yeah.
They've
been playing a lot of rugby.
Super Rugby.
As the squad they woke
up. Super Rugby and
Rugby champs. What? And obviously their tour matches for Warm Up and all that stuff. So yeah, we'll see. It's going to be a nice match to watch though. We have got New Zealand, South Africa. We've spoken about this thing enough at times. Let's give everyone else some time. Sunday, the 22nd of September at 7:15, just before church, we have got Italy and Namibia.
I really hope the
Namibians. I'm begging the Namibians.
I hope the Namibians.
I feel like Namibia can pull it off.
We discussed why we also keen for Namibia to win, eh?
Yeah. But besides that, yeah. I believe Namibia can actually pull it off.
I think
these
they
guys,
can do it.
This is their third World Cup appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just been going. Like,
and they've been getting better and better.
Very much.
Yeah, so,
very much so.
And that experience counts for something. I think third.
It's fourth.
It's fourth, bro.
Did they go to Saka, New Zealand, England, Japan, and they were the one before Power Cup, you were 142 in Australia. So four. So four.
Yeah.
And that experience counts for something, you know.
Very much.
They're going to do good. I back Namibia in this match. Then, same day, at 9:45, 15 minutes before church, depending on what church you go to, we have got Ireland, Scotland.
And what day you go to church on?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Because I'm
It's
Saturday,
but
yes,
Africa,
yes,
New
yes, so sorry. But you can record. Or you can watch on DSTV.
But we'll spoil
now.
The scores for you before you watch.
You can watch on DSTV now. Whilst you're in church.
Ooh, no, that's not right.
I actually did it one time in a... What was it? It was during Super Rugby season, and it was like that full-day workshop for Graft. I was there with my phone.
That's
they gave us Wi-Fi in that area, and bang.
That's not church, though.
Bob's your uncle.
Not anymore.
Wow.
What kind of douchebag are you, bro?
Anyway, rest in peace. I didn't mean, yes, I don't know, HB, yes. Anyway, yeah, and we were there watching. I was there watching. I watched two Super Rugby matches, and the workshop went very well because I was watching rugby.
Oh, did it?
Well,
yes.
That was lovely. That's a workshop, not
so
church.
So, we've said Ireland, Scotland.
What did you say?
Scotland.
The Scots.
Hey, Ireland, don't disappoint. Come on, Ireland. Try something.
They will try, obviously. This is World Cup. No one's just going there to... Then we've got Sunday, same day, last match of the day. It's the last match? Yeah. Last match of the day at 12:15. We've got England, Tonga. England is going to play some lovely rugby.
Lovely physical. I think escaping without any casualties is the big thing here.
Yeah, that's true. Because Tonga wano yen in nyama.
Did you see the video of them singing in the plane? This Japanese lady is sitting amongst them, and she's just there like,
"Who's she under pressure? Shame, man. The Tongans. those Pacific Island teams are very special.
Yeah, it's
a pretty dope thing to watch. On Monday. So during the week, there's like a fixture a day, and
yeah.
Ooh, lovely. Except for Thursday, there's two fixtures, then Friday none, then Saturday three. So Monday at 12:15, we have got Wales, Georgia. Wales, I believe Wales will pull this off, but Georgia is going to give them a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Hard time.
Just like Tonga is going
guys,
to
give them a hard time for 20 minutes.
But Georgia will give them a hard time.
For 20 minutes.
I don't know. We'll see.
For 20 minutes.
Then Tuesday, 12:15, same time, we have got Russia and Samoa.
I think the Samoans are going to run away.
Samoans can do it. Samoans
can run away with
it. Russia.
Samoa can really get this one.
They'll run
in
away
this
with
World
it.
Cup, I feel
They'll
like Russia is the team that can get points from absolutely everyone.
Yeah,
even
I think Russia are just there just for the experience.
Quick digression. What is the time between games? Because Russia are playing on Friday, then on Tuesday, but Japan are playing on Friday, then the following week.
It depends who you are in this world. Even Oblex.
Oblex, they were like, rest period is crazy long between their games.
Yeah, they earned it.
Oblex play on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Then the following week on Wednesday, I think.
Against the
so
Canadians.
So they play Saturday, huh?
Uh-huh.
Then a week goes. Yeah, they play on Saturday 21st.
In 10 days.
Then the next match is on...
Against the Canadians.
Wednesday.
Against the Canadians.
Wednesday, the 2nd of October. They play one match in September.
Gee willikers. That's a lot of...
It depends who you are in
Gee willikers, Batman!
Wow.
You sound like a 70-year-old white dude called Murray.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. What Murray did you?
Mm. All right. Then Wednesday, Fiji, Uruguay.
Please stop clapping.
I get excited. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
It's a nervous tick.
Fiji, Uruguay. I believe.
Ooh, did you break Fiji. The graph?
Fiji, huh?
Fiji will Fiji. Clap them, bro. Fiji, they will Fiji, clap
Fiji,
them.
Fiji, Fiji. Thursday,
Italy,
9:45, Italy, Canada. Canada.
Canada.
Italy, guys.
Actually, yeah. Italy. Actually. You people, do you watch
Italy?
Rugby,
Italy.
Yeah. You guys don't watch Italy.
You know, Treviso are like second. Italy. Second on the table in the Pro 14 in their group. They're just Italy. Behind Leinster. Italy. Guys, Italy will win.
But I'm going to get one. My name is Italy. Ooh, this is the first fixed day USA. Thursday, 26th of September.
Shit.
At 12:45, England, USA.
I think this will be a good game.
Come on, the butcher.
Roses, bro.
Come on, the butcher.
Yeah, but I think it'll be a good game.
Yeah, it'll be a good
game. Is Ngonya still playing for the USA?
But no. He's feel like he retired.
Niggas like 40, man.
Yo. N-word. Wow. Anyway,
Dude is 40.
I don't think he played. He didn't play in the last World Cup. Huh?
He did. That's when he did Havana Gangster.
No, bro. No, that was in 2007.
That's 2007?
Jeez.
Bro. Look, I'm happy you've got the memory, though.
Guys, I don't think. 2015, didn't Ngonya play?
I don't think so.
This is he didn't play cool. 2015. Saturday, 28th of September, at 6:45. These times are going to kill us.
Bro. They're going to kill you.
Yeesh. We've got Argentina, Tonga. Then, same day at 9:15, Japan, Ireland. Argentina, Tonga, let's go. I'm going with Argentina.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
He was at the last World Cup.
2015?
Mm.
Okay.
No, thank you for that.
And he's 34.
That's pretty old for a backline player.
That's very
for a wing.
Yeah.
No one. Then we've got Japan, Ireland. I'm still going with Japan. Ireland, not in Dambuwe. Like Mudamburi himself. Mudamburi. Shout out to Mudamburi. Hey, we are not going to say your name, but you know yourself.
You know yourself.
Mudambu.
Mudamburi.
Yes.
My man.
Oh gosh. Then nice. A clash of the Africans. South Africa, Namibia at 11:45 on Saturday.
Oh, that'll be a nice one.
That's gonna be a nice game to watch.
Yeah. Namibia getting crunched again.
Have these teams ever met?
Yeah, they have.
World Cup.
Yeah.
When was the last time they met?
I don't know if it was 2003 or 2011.
Okay. So that was back, way back.
Yeah, it was way back.
Yeah. It's gonna be a nice match to watch. Kids off is obviously playing against these homeboys. It's gonna be nice.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
It's gonna be enjoyable.
There'll be a lot of shouting.
All Springboks are gonna take it, but
there's gonna be a lot of
you push you.
You
Charles
push you. Then Sunday, 29th of September at 7:15, we have got Georgia, Uruguay. Georgia. I beg Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia will do it.
Oh, I don't know though. Uruguay aren't bad.
Yeah, I beg Georgia.
No, Georgia is.
Georgia? We'll see how Uruguay play in their first week.
Who are they playing first?
I forgot.
If they're playing Fiji first, I don't
know. Do you want to pause there? Because I think we've gone like
Fiji.
A week in advance already with the fixtures.
Yeah, we really have. We've really gone overboard with the fixtures. But
so we just remember we are left on Sunday 29th.
Yeah, but please. Get in touch.
Let's just finish the month.
What?
Monday. 30th of September. 12:15. Scotland, Samoa. That's actually... I don't know.
It depends what's left of Scotland after the Ireland game, to be honest.
Okay. And we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. So...
So the only free day that the teams have is Friday next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then,
there's no rugby on that day.
Then I think we have a chance to catch our breath.
Yeah, indeed we do.
And say a few words.
Indeed we do. So, everybody, Saturday is where it's at.
Saturday
is where it's at.
and you guys around because Mate was saying yes.
Mate, sorry, brother. Gonna be in Nyanga golfing.
You can actually come through, bro.
Actually, yeah, dude, we come with us.
We'll be on the golf course, then on the rugby field.
Then on the rugby field. Bah, yeah.
What are you feeling like?
Yeah, bring it.
Are you in? No, don't be scared, bro.
Don't be scared, man. Man,
we ain't about the talk. We about the action. Action.
No, but for real. HB, get in touch with Matt. Tell him he's invited to lose and get laughed at profusely.
Yeah.
Get laughed at a lot.
Well, here in Zimbabwe, just pray for power so we can watch the early games.
No, we invert, we generate, and we solarize.
Exactly.
We will watch. Whether you work or you don't, it's simple. We will watch. You may not watch.
But we
will watch.
We'll watch.
Tin 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 tin